Welcome to Luce Bianca, a podcast that honors spirit, nature, and magic. I'm your host, Tamara Luce Bianca, and in each episode, I share with you some inspirational and motivational content to help you manifest, make magic, and ascend at your highest vibration. Luce Bianca means white light in Italian. I believe we are all light in the world. Let's shine and live the best version of this life. Hello, tribe, and happy September. Can you believe we are in the last few months of the year? That sounds crazy. Time flies by. Anyways, I hope you are doing well. I am excited to get into fall season soon, even though I live in Florida and I don't really get to enjoy fall weather, but hopefully I'll make it out of state and go somewhere where I can see the leaves changing and a cool breeze. Fall is my absolute favorite and I miss it so much. Anyways, I have been asked by popular request to do an episode on conquering money blocks. So I think we can all relate to money blocks one way or another. And I'm very excited about talking to you about the energy of money, the energy of abundance. And I have myself fallen off track with attracting abundance and with my relationship with money. So as I do this episode for you, it's so very much important to me as well. These are things that I know to be true for myself as I have done this practice in the past and it's been super beneficial. But like I said, we fall off track sometimes. So it is time for all of us to get back into a mindset of abundance and releasing any negative patterns or thoughts that prevent us from truly attracting money and abundance. First, we need to start figuring out what some very common money blocks may be, something that most of us experience at one point or another. So the sooner we can recognize them, the easier it becomes to start addressing them and really get past them. So one of the main money blocks that many of us experience is that we feel resentment or jealousy of people who seem to have more wealth than us. So I know that it's a hard feeling to acknowledge within ourselves. It's an ugly feeling. We don't like feeling that way, right? But at the same time, I think it's important to just acknowledging that it's there. It's an emotion. It's a feeling. And it may be an ugly feeling, but it's there for a reason. And once we accept it, we can truly move forward. So, you know, it's very easy in today's world and social media and, you know, just finding people that appear to have more than us. So people that drive a better car, people that, you know, spend money on very expensive things or take dreamy vacations. And sometimes that can cause feelings of resentment within us. Like, why do they get to have this and I don't? You know, why are they better than me? So resenting people for creating abundance for themselves is one of those feelings that will definitely prevent you from attracting wealth for yourself. I always try to basically show gratitude to the universe on their behalf and say, oh, that's great. You know, thank you, universe, for giving them so much wealth, because I know that you care about all of us and that you will provide for all of us. And good for them, you know. I hope they continue to keep their wealth and I wish them well. So it is important to change that belief and feeling around, even though sometimes we may feel a little jealous. Another common money block is the fear of actually handling money. So I am kind of guilty of doing this. Not when I was younger, before I got married, I was pretty good at handling my finances. I mean, honestly, it was not that hard to pay bills and kind of monitor what's coming in and what's going out of your account. But I hated it. I hated it doing it. And once I got the chance to have my husband take over managing finances, I jumped at that opportunity. I was glad to do it. And I'm still glad that he's the primary person dealing with it, just because I don't like dealing with money. But that's an issue. It's sending a message to the universe that you are either afraid of dealing with money or just do not even care about it enough to pay attention to it. And I think a lot of us don't want to have, they have sort of like a repulsion about money or checking their bank accounts because of fear and anxiety about, oh my gosh, how much do I have now? How much is going out? You know, am I going to make it to pay the bills this month? So there is an underlying fear or grudge against managing your money sometimes. So again, being in charge and accountable and seeing what's coming in and out is a very important energy to put out there. Another common money block is the feeling that money will run out sooner or later. So it's this fear of having to hang on to money as much as possible, because inevitably it will run out and you will find yourself in a bad, bad situation financially. So it's an actual innate fear that there is not enough abundance and enough wealth to go around for everybody on earth, and that someone else, you know, will gain wealth while you will lose it. So that is, again, another message you're sending to the universe that, you're not worthy of having that money, and that you better hoard it and save it as much as you can while you have it, because inevitably you will lose it. Another money block is the belief that money only creates problems. So most of us have been taught from an early age that money is the root of all evil. I actually had an English class in high school that had this big poster hanging on the wall saying money is the root of all evil. So every single day that I went to class, I would have this poster staring at me. And often the teacher would reiterate, you know, how money is usually the cause of every character in the stories that we've read, for their downfall, for their cruelty, for their demise, right? So that was ingrained in me just from going to school, like that money turns people bad, that people who have abundance and wealth, they don't do any good. They're very conceited. They're very selfish. They are just cruel, miserable people. So I'm not obviously saying that everyone feels that way about rich people, but there is this underlying notion that money is bad, just evil. So another money block is believing that only certain people are able to be wealthy. So I am also guilty of doing this. I would always say, oh, of course they have more money than me. You know, they have a master's degree, and of course they have, you know, they're more college educated than I am, or they have more experience, or they have, you know, friends in high places. So of course, you know, they can accumulate wealth because they're smarter, they're brighter, they're more social. They were born in a better family situation. So it's this belief that there is something wrong with you, that you were not lucky enough or deserving enough to receive wealth. And the truth of the matter is that wealth never runs out, and that every single one on earth is entitled to be wealthy in whatever means that you see the word wealthy applied to you in your situation. So, by saying that some people deserve or or are more allowed to receive abundance is like saying that the universe doesn't have enough wealth to spread around for everyone. So, and that's not true. And that's not the energy of money. And with that said, I want to just really quick share with you my own personal opinion about money. Money is just energy. That's all it is. It's neither good or bad. Like most things in life, things are neither good or bad. It's whatever feeling and meaning we assign to them. So money, in essence, what is it? It's just a piece of paper. I mean, literally, it's a piece of paper. But as a society, we have assigned a meaning to it. So the meaning of money is that if you want to come up in this life, if you want to meet all of your needs, if you want to, you know, have special memories, special vacations, or, you know, any luxury that you want, all of it is about money. So we've assigned that energy to it. But a lot of people, like I just said, has assigns the energy of evil or, you know, resentment when it comes to wealth. And that's what it becomes in our lives. So basically, whatever energy, whatever meaning we assign to this piece of paper, right? It actually gets printed. It's a piece of paper. That's exactly what it becomes for us. So that's my personal opinion on money. And I would challenge you, if that's not how you see it, to start thinking about it that way. Thinking about it that essentially it is a neutral piece of paper. And then you, and only you, get to assign the energy to it that you see fit. And obviously, I would encourage you to assign something positive, something that doesn't make you feel like it's keeping you prisoner, or that it's evil, or that, you know, there's never enough of it. So these are some of the main money blocks that we've all experienced at one point or another. So next, we'll go ahead and start talking about a few ways that we can start dealing with these money issues. Like, what can we do? Like, how can we begin examining this attitude and habits and relationship we have with wealth? I will be right back with the rest of this episode, but first, I'd like you to meet a local friend, superwoman business owner, and check out what she has to offer. Every episode, I try to run a one-minute spotlight for a fellow goddess who has special offerings and talents. So check out the following intro and stay tuned for more about attracting wealth.
Hi, this is Victoria. I'm a yoga and belly dance instructor and whole health guide in the Tarpon Springs area. I have been instructing belly dance, yoga, meditation, and creative wellness seminars for over 15 years. I took ownership of Hypnique Studio in December of 2019. My mission is to provide a place where individuals can discover their creative side, express themselves through dance, and connect with an encouraging community of like-minded souls, living a lifestyle based in yogic principles. If you are interested in joining a class, you can find me at hypniquestudio.com or connect with me at Hypnique Studio on Instagram and Facebook. See you soon at the studio.
Okay, so I think that getting back to basics is a really good way to start identifying money blocks and why they may even be there in the first place. I like to think about the earliest relationship and attitude and patterns that I've learned in regards to money from childhood. So, in your own childhood, how did you view money? What were your parents' feelings in regards to money and wealth? So, I don't know about you, but in my house, money was always looked as we don't have enough of it and we must save because, you know, there's never enough as it is, so we can't spend it on anything. I remember taking only one trip in my childhood. So my entire childhood, I only took one trip with my family. And I know that the rest of it was because they did not want to spend money. They just did not feel that spending money on what they would consider frivolous was a smart thing to do. So look back at your own childhood. You know, how did your family talk about money? What did they try to teach you about money? And even religion, if you grew up in a religious household, you know, those religious teachings, intentionally or unintentionally, may have taught you that money is evil, or that you should give all of it away until you have nothing, as long and only as long that you are generous to other people. So no matter what happened, whether your parents taught you that money doesn't grow on trees, money is evil, money is scarce and you can never get your hands on it, or maybe you had parents who were the opposite way and perhaps spend way too much money, overspending, you know, not being able to budget and make ends meet because they would spend money on things that they really didn't need. So whatever that pattern, that has definitely left an energetic imprint in your belief and attitude about wealth. So as you already know, children are sponges. They absorb everything. And because our family life is the first source of education for us, and you know, emotional responses and the way we view ourselves and the world around us, that also includes wealth and money. So whatever that message was in your childhood, you still may have an energetic imprint. Second, I think it's really important for us to look at our current situation, our current feelings and attitude about money. And again, this may bring up the point that a lot of your early beliefs about money is still with you, but take your time, maybe write down in a journal whatever emotions and beliefs you have about money right now in your everyday life. And then I would challenge you to ask yourself, how do these beliefs affect your life and your emotions? So basically, one important question is, what is this current feeling or state about wealth costing you? What is it costing you to be fearful of money? What is it costing you to be anxious that money will run out? What is it costing you to believe that only certain people are worthy of being abundant? So you may find that the answer is something that makes you feel pretty crappy, honestly. And I've been there, done that, so I can relate. So let's just say that you are someone who is afraid that money will run out, that there's just never enough, and that if you are finally paying all your bills and you're comfortable, or even if you have a little extra at the end of the month, you need to be over careful to the point of constantly fearing that good luck, quote unquote, will end, that you just never prioritize anything that you would find frivolous. For example, self-care. So it could be something as simple as, I don't know, maybe you would love to get your hair done, but you just don't want to spend the money on it because you see that as a frivolous thing, something that you don't really need, something that you would just like, but it would be smarter and more responsible to just not spend any money on that. So what is that costing you? You're not taking care of yourself. You're not doing something that makes you happy and that would make you feel refreshed, recharged, maybe really good about your appearance inside and out because of your fear that money will run out. And I think personally, that is a big price to pay. I mean, you not wanting to invest a little money on a haircut or a new hairstyle, I mean, you're saving that $40, $50, $100, whatever that may be, but what is costing you on the inside? How does that make you feel? there's always a price to pay for everything that blocks you, either physically, emotionally, or both. Again, let's, for example, take your fear that money should never be used for extra things. It should just be saved and paying your bills and that's it, because, you know, you just never know what happens. But let's just say that you have been called to take that special family vacation. Maybe it's a place where you would love to bring your kids to. It would be the trip of a lifetime. Maybe you have family and friends there. Or maybe it would just be a very, very cool experience. One of those core memories that you could create in your life. It could benefit your kids in learning a different culture, or just spend really good quality time bonding with your kids and your partner or whatever. So you are saving that extra $1,000, let's just say, but what is that costing you? What is it really costing you to not go on that trip that you feel called to go on, that you've been dying and it's on your bucket list, but you just can't commit to it? So that's costing a lot, right? You could have the opportunity to create a very special, memorable event in your life and in the life of your kids, but you being afraid of money and the value of money is making you hold back and not create that core memory, that special bond that you could be creating with them, maybe giving them the opportunity to see the world and experience a new culture. And it's the same for you. You are blocking yourself from experiencing something really insightful and really beautiful and amazing. So I think you know where I'm going with this. For every money block or every emotion or attitude or pattern that you have about money, it is definitely costing you something. So I would just go ahead and assess that and see how that makes you feel when you look at it almost as an outsider's perspective, and look at it really rationally and see if it is worth the price that you're paying. Okay, so let's talk about actions that we can take to start attracting more wealth and take down all of these blocks that are preventing us from receiving abundance. So for everything we desire, everything we want to manifest, I believe there should be a spiritual and emotional action that you can take, but also a physical, concrete 3D action. We are human beings. We are living in an earthly realm, in a 3D world. So we do have to take logical and concrete steps, but it needs to be balanced with the spiritual and emotional. So first of all, let's talk about the spiritual steps that you can take. And again, I want to reiterate that understanding money and what it really means, understanding wealth and, you know, essentially what it is the very first important step that you can take. So understanding that money is energy, like I mentioned earlier, it's a piece of paper and it's up to you to assign either a positive or negative meaning to it. So we all have a preconceived relationship with money, a feeling associated with it, but just, you know, recognize it as a neutral feeling and start working towards making it a positive one. Again, energy. You can assign the value to it. It doesn't have to be good or bad. It's the same as the other energetic laws of the universe, right? So the second spiritual and emotional action that you can take after you remove all negative energy associated with money is to erase what happened in the past. So the past is the past. Whatever mistakes you made with money, whatever feeling you had associated with wealth, whatever you were taught at home or in school, it's not here anymore. It doesn't have to be your present reality. You learned your lessons with wealth, but you don't have to repeat patterns that no longer serve you. Okay, so the past is the past, and you can spiritually and emotionally prepare yourself to be a positive wealth abundance magnet and associate only positive feel good emotions with it. The third important step is erasing any shame and guilt over spending money. So money abundance allows you to experience life but also bless other people. So it's not really about the amount of money you have, but really it's about the opportunities that wealth gives you to enrich your life with special moments and experiences. There are many experiences and lessons and moments that you can create in this lifetime that are funded by financial matters, money, wealth, and it's okay for you to allow yourself to receive those experiences. So again, I'm not saying you should go ahead and be very reckless with money and spend money that you don't have or be irresponsible. Again, there's got to be a balance, but do not withhold from yourself experiences and special moments because you just don't want to spend the money. You know, again, money allows you to experience life to the fullest and to do something amazing for other people and bless them and provide for them and share with them these special moments and experiences as well. All right, next thing, you must release stereotypes about rich people. Instead of looking at them as people who are shallow or superficial or, you know, money's the root of all evil, like we talked about earlier, why don't we begin looking at wealthy people as an inspiration? I'm not saying idolize them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not promoting you idolizing anyone or, you know, looking up to someone as they are a god or, you know, they're better than you or anything like that. But what I'm saying is if you know someone who has a very successful career, who has an abundant lifestyle, instead of being resentful and thinking, oh, they must be, you know, this type of person or, you know, they must have this type of education or maybe they're this, maybe they're that. Whether that stereotype is good or bad, you should really work on releasing that and look at that person as an inspiration. Meaning if they did it, you can too, right? We already established that abundance doesn't run out and it's available to everyone. So just as they were blessed with abundance, so can you. So another important step is you should create new beliefs about money. So we talked about the fear of money running out. So if you have that fear that money will not be enough, eventually will run out, you know, get realistic and start realizing that money is always available to be made. There's always going to be an opportunity to make money, always. One of my favorite quotes about wealth and money actually comes from the newest Willy Wonka movie. I mean, it's not super new. It was the one with Johnny Depp. I don't even know if they made any newer ones after that. But there is a quote from Grandpa George that really struck me, and I keep thinking about it all the time, and I really, really resonate with it. So basically, you know, there is this opportunity to have Willie go, oh, not Willie, I'm sorry, Charlie, right? That's the boy's name. To go to the factory and, you know, if he does win the prize, I think he wants to give it away or something. I don't remember, but he's basically coming from a place of lack, right? Like, well, there's never enough money and I shouldn't indulge in this. So Grandpa Frank pulls him aside and he says, there's plenty of money out there. They print more every day. But this ticket, there's only 5 of them in the whole world, and that's all there's ever going to be. Only a dummy will give this up for something as common as money. Are you a dummy? So I know here we're talking about the ticket, the golden ticket, but really this can truly be applied to anything in life if you think about it. Like, but especially, you know, what we're talking about today about money. Money is common. Money is common. Money is everywhere. So this mentality of being scarce and, you know, not having enough, it's actually just a belief, but it's not reality. And they do print money every day, you know. So don't miss out on greatest opportunity. Don't miss out on your golden ticket because you're so afraid that that money will never ever come back to you. Go ahead and make that memory, take that experience. So that's very important, an important belief about money. Next, watch carefully the words you think or say about money. Again, this comes from a place of higher vibration and the energy that you assign to it. If you want something and you know there is no way in this exact moment that you can obtain it, do not say, I can't afford that, or that's too expensive for me. The universe is always listening. And if you say, I can afford that, that's too expensive, that's exactly the command you're sending to the universe. And you're telling it, I will never be able to afford this because it's just way too expensive. The price is just not in my league. Instead, because realistically, again, we live in a 3D world, so realistically, we might not have the funds to purchase something at this moment or invest in something. And that's okay. So instead of saying, I can't afford that, say, I am not ready to purchase that just yet. The message is very different. Or you can say, I will purchase that at a later time. I will acquire that one day soon, just not today. I am working on being so abundant, I will acquire this very soon. Or I'm creating a savings plan, or I'm creating more money to pay for that one day soon. So that is the message you're sending to the universe. You're saying, okay, I'm not doing this at this moment because I choose not to, not because money is running and controlling me, but I am the one in control of money. And right now I am not aligned with that, but I am going to be very soon. And that's the message the universe takes to heart and starts putting things in motion because your word is law. Next, stop equating abundance with education. So obviously, you know, higher education is amazing and it's a great opportunity, and in no way, shape or form am I dismissing the importance of it, okay? So yes, a brain surgeon does make more money than, let's say, a receptionist or a teacher, right? Like on the pay scale, a brain surgeon probably does make more money. So a brain surgeon did go to school for many years, but that has nothing really to do with money. The schooling and education is what gave them the title, the experience, the knowledge, and the opportunity to become a brain surgeon. It had nothing to do energetically with their salary, but only with their energetic mental skills and ability to perform brain surgery. Then the money part, the true energetic money part, came later. So in the same way, your current education status shouldn't be viewed as the only way to equal abundance. So I know people who only have a high school diploma and are millionaires. So I guess what I'm trying to say is your education level has a minimal impact on the amount of wealth you can create. If you want it bad enough, you can create it. If you want to become a brain surgeon and the only way for you to become a brain surgeon is to go to school and be able to pay for the schooling, then you can create that wealth for you by trusting that it will come. And doors will open, opportunities will come up where you will be able to do so. But that is, if you're waiting to become a brain surgeon because, you know, that's the only path to wealth? Well, that's not true. You don't have to just have the specific higher education in order to be abundant. I hope that makes sense. Okay, next, let go of grudges. This is a real big one. There will be people who don't pay you sometimes. Sometimes they don't pay you what you want or what you are owed. People who borrow money from you and never pay you back and take advantage of you. Obviously, don't keep up with this pattern, but for the events that already happened, for the people who didn't pay you what you were worth or didn't pay you back or, you know, mistreated you somehow financially, just forgive them and let it go. Try saying, that's okay, I have more money. I know I was hung up on the principle of it, but whether they could afford to pay me back or not, I'm just glad my generosity helped them in a time of need. I release all grudges that I have against them. This will really open your heart, soften your feelings associated with money and wealth, and just, you know, it's not something that you need to worry about anymore. Again, the past is the past. You're wiser. You make better choices now on who to trust with your time and money and energy. But don't remain resentful to those people who have not handled money correctly in your own life. So just release, forgive and release. Next, don't worship money. Remember, money is energy. And if you see money as the only way to be happy, then you're looking at it all wrong. Not only it is not energetically healthy to idolize money, but you're more prone to rack up frivolous debt that way. And again, this is, you know, this episode is about being open and trusting and not, you know, be afraid of money, but at the same time, you need to be responsible. And the only way that you can be responsible is if you do not worship money, you respect money, respect a penny as much as you respect a $100 bill. Do not place your happiness in money's hands. So money should be just an extra thing that allows you to live a pleasurable life. But do find happiness in other things outside of the financial realm. You know, you can find deep gratitude and a beautiful experience just by walking on the beach or spending an afternoon playing with your child, playing with your pet, or a romantic date with your partner, or reading a really good book, or just enjoying really good health. So that is all of the spiritual and emotional ways that you can really start healing your relationships with money, removing blocks, and attracting more wealth. Now, let's talk about physical, concrete actions that you can take. So this one, sometimes it's a little bit of a hard one to learn, something that we may not always love doing, but pay what you owe to receive what you want. And you know what I'm going to say for the millionth of time this episode, money is what? Yeah, energy. So if you pay people what you owe, it's a give and take and an energy exchange. If you give and the universe sees you giving people what they owe, you will also receive what you're owed. So remove the debt obstacles by paying bills with a grateful attitude. And yes, this is kind of hard, right? Those of us who have high medical bills or school loans that we're paying for years, it's hard. But that money allowed you to receive medical care. That money allowed you to get an education. That money was an investment for something that helped you get through life. So as much as we may not like writing that check or paying that bill, do it with a grateful attitude, because that will really start shifting everything about wealth. Next, it's something that I'm pretty bad at doing and I'm trying really hard to stay on top of it, but Start checking your bank accounts. Familiarize yourself with what's coming in and coming out. For those of us who have anxiety about money and staying on top of it and seeing all those, you know, red withdrawals or, you know, that list on our bank account, it's okay. It'll get better the more you get used to it and the more you log in into your bank account and you start looking at things with just a calm attitude and a positive attitude. It'll get better and it will show the universe that you are involved and you trust yourself and you trust the feelings associated with, you know, staying on top of your finances. So I really, really hope that you enjoyed today's podcast episode on removing any money blocks. I hope that you will share with us any of these tips that you have incorporated in your life and share the changes, the shifts, and the blessings that you receive from it. As always, take care of yourself, love yourself, and reach out with any questions or any ideas for a podcast episode you want me to cover. And make sure to join me on Facebook, the Luce Bianca VIP tribe, where we uplift one another and just share love and kindness and tips and inspiration. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time.